There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Hi, you're listening to my favorite Elliott Smith song. This is the podcast that's all about keeping Elliott Smith's legacy alive in our own very small way. And we do that by speaking to well-known fans about their favorite song of his. So firstly, thanks so much for joining us for this episode. This one is with Max Bloom, a London-based musician who's probably best known as the frontman of the band Yuck. Now, Max very kindly gave me some of his time on a recent evening to talk me through his favourite song pick, of course, his experiences of being part of the Say Yes Elliott Smith covers album, and why Elliott's music reminds Max, in a certain kind of way, of a British comedy character. And I really enjoyed chatting to Max, so I hope you like this interview too. And do stick around on the other side, where I'll mention who's coming up in the next episode. So without further ado, here's Max Bloom.
My favourite Elliott Smith song is Everything Means Nothing to Me from Figure Eight.
Someone found the future as a statue in a fountain, and attention looking backward in a pool of water, wishes with a blue songbird on his shoulder who keeps singing over everything. Everything means nothing.
It just blows my mind. But first of all, it's not particularly long. It feels a lot longer than it is. And it's kind of unique. It's one of the most melodic of his songs. It's a very complex song. And I don't know, it's the position of it on the album as well is really great. And there's just something really utterly devastating about the song. It's really melancholy. Production-wise as well, it kind of ticks all the boxes for me.
Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me.
The position on the album is quite interesting because it comes directly after Everything Reminds Me of Her, so it's kind of two everythings in a row, which I feel is quite untidy. But yeah, there's something about track five on a record that's like really significant for me. It's always like, I don't know, it's an opportunity for like the most kind of significant track on the record. And it feels really significant where it is. It feels like everything on that record is shaped around this track.
I picked up the song and found my picture in the paper, the reflection in the water shouted, Iron Man still trying to salute people from a time when he was everything he's supposed to be. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means
it's really devastating, and even the lyric, everything means nothing to me, and repeating that over and over again feels like it kind of summarizes the whole theme of Figure Eight. I thought Figure Eight was just a kind of metaphor of existentialism. Like, I don't know, Figure Eight, like, no matter how many times you trace it, it just kind of goes on and on in a circle. And Everything Means Nothing to Me, in particular, that lyric just kind of, it's like him having an existential crisis.
Everything means nothing to me. 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 Everything means nothing to me.
The production on this album is great, and the drums on this track have a really severe slapback effect. I think it's tape slapback, and it's just very, very satisfying. And I think with this song, I kind of imagine that, I want the outro to go on for maybe 10 minutes longer than it does. The outro kind of, where he's kind of repeating that lyric, everything means nothing to me, I could listen to that on loop for a good 10 minutes, but it fades out quite quickly, maybe even too quickly, but it leaves you wanting more. If I was him, I would have kind of let that go on for a good few more minutes, just because then it would kind of really sort of get into the listener's head.
Yuck were on an Elliott Smith tribute album, which came out a couple of years ago.
Mm.
And you covered Bled White.
Mm-hmm.
Why not Everything Means Nothing to Me?
Everything Means Nothing to Me was... That was going to be my first choice, for sure. But I'm not talented enough to play that and do it justice. The whole point of a cover is to kind of put your own spin on it. And so, I mean, that song, you know, Everything Means Nothing to Me would be a very difficult song for us to do in our style. We chose Bled White because it was kind of... I've always taken that song to be the most standard pop Elliott Smith song, but when I was trying to sort of figure out the chords to it and trying to figure out the structure or whatever, this is the thing about Elliott Smith songs, they're always so much more complicated than they seem. Like, his songs kind of are really... they sound really simple and they're really easy to listen to, but when you kind of delve into them, they're so, so complex and densely layered. So even Bled White, which sounded to me like a kind of standard pop song, and I was like, okay, you know, we can do this, you know, open chords, whatever. It was really complicated, and I didn't really realise exactly how complicated it was until I kind of made the commitment of trying to do that cover. Everything Means Nothing to Me, that would be very difficult. But I guess that is one Elliott Smith song that you hear, and it's kind of like, this is beyond my level, this is beyond my station, I could never, ever write something like this. I think it's the one song that really kind of, where you can hear his talent most clearly. It's the one song where you listen to and you think, like, you know, for me, I think, wow, this guy is kind of one in a million. And he's kind of... I think when I listen to music, I always kind of imagine... I think most people, or maybe not, I don't know, imagine themselves playing the music. And, you know, if you listen to, like, Smashing Pumpkins or Pavement, you think, like, oh, yeah, I can, you know, I can play this. Or you imagine yourself playing it or whatever, and it's easy to, like, pick up a guitar and play, I don't know, a Pavement song or whatever, listen to it a couple of times and then play it. Like, that is not the case with Elliott Smith songs. You can't do that. You know, I wouldn't be able to hear this and then kind of sit down at a piano and try and play it. You can write a song very easily if you know a formula. I think a lot of bands nowadays and around Elliott Smith's time figured out a formula and stuck to it. But it seems like the way Elliott Smith approached a song came from a place of much higher intelligence and talent than most musicians in that time and nowadays. It seems like Elliott Smith has quite a lot of classical training, and it's quite rare, I think, for a band to use their kind of knowledge of classical music in a way that doesn't come across as cheesy, like Queen or whatever. It feels like, and this song is a good example of that, Elliott Smith is kind of using his love of classical music in such a way that shows his true appreciation rather than just like a cheap imitation. It's hard to kind of find a band that you never tire of. For some reason, with Elliott Smith, there's always something I can come back to. There's always kind of something in the music that I feel like I never get bored of. And there's very few bands where I have that. There's only one other thing in my life where that's happened before, and that's Alan Partridge. I can watch that thousands and thousands of times and never get bored. It's the same thing. I can listen to Elliott Smith again and again and again and not get bored.
So Elliott Smith's like Alan Partridge.
In a roundabout way, yes. If there's one takeaway from this, yeah, Elliot Smith. No, I can't say that. That's disrespectful.
So you think Elliot Smith will continue to stay with you?
Yeah. There's something really... I think his music strikes a chord with me because I think there's something really melancholy about his music, but it's not depressing. It's quite uplifting. And the melodies are so complex and the chord changes are so complex, but it's not... It's very easy to listen to. It kind of feels very natural, something about it.
Thanks then to Max Bloom from Yuck for taking part in the show. And I realise that some of you listening from outside the UK may not be too familiar with who Alan Partridge is, so I've added a link to a video in the episode description, and let me know what you think if you're watching him for the first time. So we're really nearly there for this episode, but I just wanted to finish up by saying that in the next edition, we'll be with Jason Lytle of Grandaddy. Now Jason knew Elliot and has some really interesting things to say, so I hope you can join us for that one. Lastly, please do like and subscribe to the show if you're enjoying it, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram too if you can. Thanks again to Max Bloom. Thank you to Elizabeth Withstanley, this show's co-producer. And finally, thank you for listening. See you soon. Sorry, that was quite a cheesy ending.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.